If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Songwriter Connection, the podcast that delves deep into the art and heart of songwriting. Each week, we gather around the dining room table to uncover the stories behind the songs. We invite you to join us on a journey to the creative minds of the songwriters who shape the melodies of our lives. From Nashville, Tennessee, here's your host, Dave Lenihan.
We've got an amazing guest to introduce you to today. The lovely and talented Tyra Madison is with us, and I'm excited for you to make the connection. So hang with us a little bit. Just take care of some business. I want to thank you because there are so many podcasts out there, and there seems like there's more popping up every day. It's like the end thing. Everybody got a podcast. But I'll tell you what, we appreciate you finding ours, and it's thanks to you that we're well over 2 million streams now worldwide. And if you think that's something, it ain't really, because our guest today has like 14 million, 12 million streams, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well into that. So yeah. We're going to talk about you and your career, and I'm just so happy that you're here. You know, on the last time that we met, I gave you a songwriting prompt, and I want to tell you how this all came about. We had Tyshawn on our show, and she teaches music, but also songwriting. And she talked about things like, oh, the 20-minute rule, a little game that her and her students play called Hide the One Chord, which was fascinating. And I got some great comments from you. And a gentleman says, you know, we have the songwriting group. And Dave, could you give us like a songwriting prompt? And I thought, well, that's a great idea. We did that in NSAI all the time, National Songwriters Association International. I was involved very heavily in the Cincinnati-Dayton chapter. And I thought, well, okay, we'll do that. So we gave you one at the end of last week's show, and I thought we'd start this week with a new prompt. And here it is, if you're ready. I want you to find a cool progression. I don't care what instrument you play. Find a nice progression. And it could be, I'm going to give you an example. You can do like 1-6-5-4. I know you know the numbers by now. And you can walk down to that 6 minor if you want. But find it. Find a groove. It doesn't even have to be that. I don't care if it's just 2 chords, but find it. And then find a groove. I want you to find a groove. It could be 3-4. It could be 6-8. It could be 4-4. Whatever. Just a groove that sounds good to you. Okay? When you got that, here's what I want you to do. Here's the prompt. I want you to come up with 3 melodies that fit that groove and that progression. Now, avoid the temptation of singing the chords. Okay? We know what the chords are. I want you to find 3 completely different melodies that still fit inside of that progression. You get 3, you can do 1 song using 1 progression. I've done it. You can. You've got a verse melody. You've got what could be a pre or a bridge. And you've got a soaring chorus melody. Then you can put the whole song together. So that's your prompt. And I'll tell you what, you get a good one, send it to me. I'd love to hear what you're doing. I really do. I really would. Well, let me tell you about our guest today. Tyra Madison is from Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah.
And you bleed blue, don't you, girl?
I sure do. Go yeah. Cats.
Go Cats. And she, like I said, she has like 12 million streams worldwide. She's had features in Spotify's New Music, Nashville, Apple Music's Country Risers. And she had a video on CMT. Mm-hmm. And it was a great video, too. Amazing.
Thank you.
So you're doing exciting things, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really exciting things.
Going to be in the CMA Fest, which I know this publishes in early July, and it's already happened. But, You know, right now when we're recording it hasn't. Are you excited about it?
Oh, we haven't really announced it yet. So like you said, I can say it since it's coming out after CMA Fest.
Yeah,
but I'm playing my first CMA Fest.
First one?
First one,
How exciting that is going to be.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
All the best with that. Mm-hmm. And if you want to find out more about Tyra, I think you can listen to her latest song.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you can.
Can I play it?
Yes.
This is called Kentucky in Me. Tyra is our guest on the Songwriters Connection. Check this song out. Woo. Really well done.
If you ask me, I can tell you, will you the wildcats on the final game?
Kentucky in you, huh? Just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
She knows the difference between bourbon and whiskey, and I could tell you I've quizzed her, and she does.
Yeah. I think Kentucky is my personality, so it's good. I'm proud of where I come from.
I love how you mix the Bill Monroe with the Rolling Stones, so you cover all these genres, don't you?
Yeah. I grew up on bluegrass music, so I had to put Bill Monroe in there, and then...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course.
I just like rock and roll, like the Rolling Stones as well.
And you get your Tom Petty shirt on.
And I got my Tom Petty shirt on, yeah.
One of my favorites. Yeah. You know, there's so many cool things in that song, not just the bourbon and whiskey that you know, but I love things like, I can hold my liquor better than my tongue.
Thank you. That's one of my favorite lines, too.
That is an amazing line.
Yeah, thank you.
And there's so much. This song just really, and you are a co-writer on this song.
Yeah, I am.
Written with Terry Joe Box.
Terry Joe Box and David Kalmuski. Yeah.
Now we know Terry. And we've invited her on the show a million times. And one day we're going to have her on the show. We may have to go to the local to do it live.
Yeah. You should.
And I don't mind. We're going to do it.
She holds a great round there. So I've played it.
She does. Have you?
I've played it before. Yeah.
Yeah. The Freaky Fridays and the Freak Show on Wednesday.
Yes.
You know, it's a place if you come to Nashville and you want to see songwriters.
Yeah, 100%.
It really is a good place. And you never know what you're going to see in there, right?
Yeah. If the Bluebirds, you know, full or something, there's great other rounds around.
There really, really is. Is that how you know, I know I read that you started singing at age 4.
I did, yeah.
4? Mm-hmm. What took you so long?
I don't know.
What were you doing before 4? Wasting your life away?
Yeah, I guess I was watching Rugrats. I don't know. That's really what I was doing. But
tell me that story. I mean...
Yeah, so I grew up on bluegrass music. My papa played the harmonica and my uncle played the guitar. Uh-huh. And I would go every Tuesday night with my papa to this thing called Pickin' and Grinnin', where all
Pickin'
these
and Grinnin'.
Bluegrass musicians would just get together and just play music. And
incredible.
I was 4, but I was getting up and singing, and my mom had no idea. And when I was in kindergarten, the school talent show came around, and I was like, Mom, I want to sing. And she's like, what? Like, she had no idea I was going and singing with my papa and my mamma at Pickin' and Grinnin'. And, yeah, I was like, I want to sing. And I sang You Are My Sunshine a cappella. It was the first song I ever sang.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what
and
a classic.
Since then, they were like, that little girl's got a big voice. So I just haven't got off the stage since.
Haven't since, huh?
Yeah.
And then as you got older, you get more into country music. Mm-hmm. Away from the bluegrass. And then you started making trips to Nashville, right?
Yeah, I started making trips to Nashville when I was 17. I will also say a cool part about this song is I found a video of my papaw playing harmonica on YouTube, and some of that's in there.
In the video.
In the song.
In the song. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so awesome. Mm-hmm. I love the mandolin in there, too. It's mixed in there.
Me, too. The whole song, I definitely wanted to give my kudos to bluegrass music, because it made me love music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And those are the best pickers in the world, ain't no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
I have to
ask
you about the cover photo for that.
Yeah.
It's a cute little girl. That's got to be you, huh?
That's me.
What age you about? Do you know?
Lord, I don't know. I would guess like 5 or 6.
5 or 6.
That's my guess.
A weathered veteran by then.
Yeah. Hey, well, you bleed blue from birth, so.
Yes, you do.
I have a picture of me in a UK, Kentucky cheerleading outfit when I was a baby, like a newborn. So,
wow.
Yeah, but I didn't feel like putting that one on.
So what did your folks say when you go, I'm going to go to Belmont in Tennessee?
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Yeah. I came to Belmont in 2015, and Belmont was the only school that I applied to. I just knew I wanted to be in Nashville, and I knew I wanted to do music.
Yeah.
And there really was no plan B for me. So.
You know, it's the best music school in the world.
Yeah.
It really is. And if I had to do it all over again, I was telling Laura, your publicist who's here with us. Hi, Laura. She said, thank you for saying that. That if I had to do it all over again, that's what I've done. I would have gone to Belmont. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I love about that is not only do they teach you, but they immerse you into the industry with internships, with guest speakers that come in.
100%.
And so you're so well-rounded by the time you leave there.
Yeah.
Did you take the music business classes? Or
I did. Uh-huh. So I was a commercial voice major.
Commercial voice, okay.
Uh-huh. And then I had an emphasis on music business. So I had to take some of those classes. And it's really nice, you know, going into these meetings and not being the dummy in the room. Oh. It's nice knowing what they're talking about.
Yeah.
You know.
So you brought that experience with you.
Yeah.
How about songwriting? When did that start for you?
I started songwriting when I was 17. So I would travel back and forth from Kentucky to Nashville to songwrite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You were writing here in Nashville with the big folks right away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. you probably learned so much, didn't you?
Yeah, I've learned a lot. I think just the thing with songwriting is just keep writing. You can write a million bad songs, but there's going to be a good one come along.
That's true. You gotta get the bad ones out of the way.
Yeah.
Then you find the gem every
day. Just really honing in on that craft, you know?
Yeah.
Just writing as many songs as you can.
Yeah, yeah. So while you were going to school, you were continuing to sing and do the circuit that you do? Playing out and, you know, tell us about some of the...
I did it a little bit. Mm-hmm. I will say this is my 10th year in town.
It's a 10-year town, right?
I know, yeah.
And it's happening for you.
We'll see. But I will say I definitely lived the college life. I'm not going to lie. So I don't know if I count all 4 of those years because I was just living life.
Well,
you know, new to a city and...
We can reclaim your time. Let's take 4 out of it.
That's what I said. If I don't make it this year, then we're taking 4 years off.
I feel the same way. We've been here, it's coming up on 11 years, but for the first 5 years, I was still working full time. So I don't count those. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Yeah. What are some of the biggest songwriting lessons you learned at a young age?
I mean, like I said, just keep writing.
Just keep writing?
Just keep writing.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. I think with songwriting, it's finding confidence in writing as well. Yeah. So just, like, not caring what people think and just being able to step outside of the box if you can in any way.
I love that. But what about what you think? I mean, do you have a hard time turning off that self-critic that
Oh, I'm my biggest critic.
You're your biggest critic.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But if I don't like a song, I'm not going to put it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Does that self-critic, does that person inside, does he hinder the process at all? You've learned to turn her off.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I think the self-critic is my whole career.
It is?
Yeah.
How so?
She's just like this little thing on my shoulder that's like, you know...
Yeah.
That's not good enough or whatever, you know? I'm just a perfectionist, honestly.
And Tom Douglas was on the show. Now, he wrote The House That Built Me. And he talks about the little black rat that pops up on his keyboard telling him he's no good. And, you know, and that you stink and you're never going to be anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about his struggles with that. And And even so, even the big guys like that have that problem. So how do you deal with it? You just soldier on?
I think that I just try to remind myself that I wouldn't want to be doing anything else.
Yeah.
And, you know, God has a plan for me. Yes, so
absolutely.
Just following through with that.
And you got to rely on the experience that you've had. You know, I've done this. This is this is no thing. This is no big deal. I've done this. Been there. We can do this. And that's what I used to do, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, that's cool. Tell me a little bit about your songwriting process.
Process. Well, it depends on who I'm writing with, honestly. But, I mean, you can see my notes app and my phone. I've got tons of song ideas.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That I'll just, like, you know, I'll be out with my friends one night. I'll be like, oh. Somebody say something. Say that again. That's a song.
Stop.
Right there.
That's a song.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me put that
yeah.
in.
And yeah. And that's the really cool thing about it. It's like, you know, I'm at Red Door at 2 a.m. and I get a song idea. And I'm like, yeah. Or I'm in bed and I roll over and I'm like, that's a song. That's so, a song. You know, it
and
just
comes. And you got to get it down or you'll forget it.
Yeah. It just comes at random moments. But you also have to, like, you know, the cool thing about songwriting is you can write about your own life, but you can also write about, put yourself in someone else's shoes.
Yes.
But you also have to live the life to write the songs.
Oh, I agree.
So I try to remind myself of that as well.
They say write what you know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What you know. I would love to hear another song. And we'd like to get under the hoods of the song. So maybe you can tell us how it was written and tell us all about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. This one is called Three Wise Men. We talked about this one.
Yeah, and I will tell you, I had that in my hookbook for like a year and a half. And nobody would write that. And you did.
Crazy.
I love it.
I think that's crazy.
And when I heard it, I go, I could have never talked that anyway. It was awesome.
Oh,
you did
thank
a great
you.
Job.
Well, I feel you, though. There's a lot of songs I hear, like, people put out or on the radio. I'm
oh,
like,
yeah. It happens.
Dang. I was like, I had that song
idea. That idea. Yeah.
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 Which it also kind of is a pat on the shoulder. It's like, okay, I'm kind of smart, you know?
It shows that you're on the right track. It really does. And you know what? I don't care so much about it anymore because I think you just, if you just write it better. Right?
Yeah.
You write it better,
mm-hmm.
you know, or find a different twist, a different way to write.
Yeah, a different way to say it.
And you found a good way to write this, didn't you?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to think so.
Tell me about it.
This one's called Three Wise Men. I wrote this with Kelly Page and Steve Wilson. And Kelly kind of brought this idea in, Three Wise Men. I'd never heard of this in my life. And she was like, yeah, it's a shot of Johnny, Jack, and Jim. And I'm like, well, that sounds like a crazy night.
A blended whiskey.
Yeah. And I was like, that sounds crazy. I was like, but let's write it. It could be really cool. It could be really, you know, attitude and spunky. And that's kind of what we got, like a country rock song. And I love it. So
cool. Before you go any further, introduce your guitar player.
This is George. Say hi, George.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, George and his Martin guitar over there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
All right.
I've been doing my best impression of a good, good girl, one that's learned her lesson. I'm in church on Sunday morning, counting blessings. Swear I ain't a sinner, Lord, but I've got a confession. I went out with the three wise men, just something about Johnny, Jack, and Jim. I'm back and blacked out at that stupid bar, drinking holy water till I'm seeing stars. I'm dancing on the tabletops like I won't have no regrets. But I know when the morning comes, I can't put the blame on them. Yeah, I'm telling you, telling myself again, there ain't no such thing as three wise men.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Now I'm haunted by bad decisions. I got whiskey ghosts. I got blurry visions and a bad taste in my mouth. Hypocrite. Cause I've been preaching to the choir and going right back down again. Going down with the three wise men, throwing back Johnny, Jack, and Jim. Back in blacked out at that stupid bar, drinking holy water till I'm seeing stars. I'm dancing on the tabletop.
stops like I won't have no regrets. But I know when the morning comes, I can't put the blame on them. Yeah, I'm telling you, telling myself again, there ain't no such thing as three wise men. One, two, three shots in, damn, I did it again. One, two, three shots in, don't listen to those three wise men. 'Cause you'll be back in blacked out at that stupid bar, drinking holy water till you're seeing stars, dancing on the tabletops like you won't have no regrets. But when the morning comes, you can't put the blame on them. Yeah, I'm telling you, telling myself again, there ain't no such thing as three wise men.
Don't ask me how I know, right? So it's got that party song feeling, but it's actually more of a warning, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's just saying you just had a rough night, I guess.
It's saying, yeah.
Too much on Broadway. Too much time on Broadway.
Now that you're a local, do you spend any time on Lower Broadway?
Yeah.
Do you?
I'll be honest with you, yeah.
Do you play up and down there at all?
I've played on Broadway a couple times. Mm-hmm. I used to play Riders. There used to be a Riders Round down there at one point, but that I would play. But I've played Barstool, the live band there, like one time. Uh-huh. It was fun. I just had a friend, and he was like, Michael Leatherman, check him out. He's also a great singer-songwriter. But he was like, hey, you want to come sing a cover band gig with me? And I was like, you know what? I've never done that before. That sounds kind of fun. So let's do it.
Yeah. So how did it go? Good?
It was fun.
Did you have a blast?
It was lit. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Feed a tip jar, right? When you do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was just helping out a friend. I think, that's, you know, it's a four-hour gig. So I guess, you know, he likes to bring in another artist if he can to help, because singing for 4 hours is
hard. I was just going to say, that is that wear and tear on your voice, and you've got that powerful voice.
Thank you.
But I'm sure you was trained to use this instrument so that you don't burn it out, right?
Yeah, like I said, that was my major in college, so I started with 2 years of classical music.
Wow.
And then 2 years of commercial music.
Do you love the classics?
Classical is like the opera stuff, like know. I think I appreciate it. It's not my favorite thing to sing, but it is beautiful singing in Italian.
You did some training in opera.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, not opera, just classical. Yeah.
Classical.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a little break. We're coming back. We got Tyra Madison with us, who lives in Nashville, from Pine Top, Kentucky.
That's right.
In Eastern Kentucky. We'll be right back. Don't quit.
You're listening to The Songwriter Connection with Dave Linehan. Find us on Facebook and YouTube at The Songwriter Connection Podcast. And find Dave at thedaveconnection.com. Now back to the show with your host, Dave Linehan.
And although we're like the old-fashioned radio podcast, it's audio only, we are on YouTube. And I hope if you're watching there, you'll click that little subscribe button and that a like button, because that helps me more than you will ever know. So I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Our guest today, Tyra Madison, who grew up in small town Kentucky. What was that like? How many people in your town?
Oh, I'm not good at population, but...
All right, how many streetlights in your town?
One stoplight.
One stoplight?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, one stoplight.
That's an idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I graduated with 120 people, which is big to some people, but but I mean, I went to the biggest high school in my town. The only high school in my town, actually.
A shout out to them. What are they?
So, yeah.
Who is it?
Knott County Central. Woo!
What were their, are they the?
Go Patriots.
The Patriots.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Awesome.
Very good. Right from there to Belmont University, the only college
you've ever. Go Bruins, yes.
Well, I'm looking over some of your songs and stuff, and I know you've got this one with seven. I'm just looking at Spotify. So there's 7 million streams on Right Girl Wrong Time.
Uh-huh.
And that's a really cool song. Isn't that the video where you're in the white dress and you're playing piano?
Yes.
So do you play piano?
Yes.
You do?
I had to play it in school as well.
Yeah.
We had to have a instrument class as well. So
do you play any other instruments?
Just piano, really. Piano?
Do you write on piano?
Yes, sometimes.
Yeah. Find a little melody that you like and go from there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have some amazing people that have written songs with, like the Love Junkies. Hillary Lindsay.
I didn't write with them.
You didn't write with them, but you did one of their songs, right?
But I would love to. I would love to write with you.
I would love to write that. Yeah. I wanted to ask if you did, because I saw that they wrote Think Like a Man.
Yes.
And you recorded that. So that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. How was that pitched to you? Or was it?
So I work with this amazing, amazing, badass woman named Renee Bell. And she kind of helps me get songs, and she kind of, you know, helps me pick songs that I write as well. And that was one that she brought in. And I was like, I just love the message of this song. Yeah. Like, I'm so big on female empowerment. And I think that song does exactly that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very good.
Also written by three badass women.
Women. If you don't know those ladies, look them up. They're incredible. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Liz Rose is just in the Songwriting Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So you do something very interesting. And a lot of folks are doing this today. You release, as an artist, singles. Mm-hmm. Do you have a time frame as to how often do you do that?
Well, it depends on how fast we can get it done.
I gotcha.
But now...
I know people that'll do like one a month, and I'm like, really?
Oh yeah, that's a lot for me. Yeah. I would say a month and a half, or every 2 months. I think have to keep that momentum. But by the time this episode's out, I'll have my EP out. So
that's where I was getting to. So eventually, you're going to have an EP, with all of these songs that you've already written and some new ones.
A couple new ones, yeah.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that already in the can?
Not yet.
Not yet. Do you have any idea when you want to release it? Or probably not.
If it's
not
within a month or two. Hopefully. Yeah.
So here we are in July. You never know. It might be coming, you know, later this month, maybe August.
Maybe.
We'll keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
You've got a website?
I do.
Tell everybody how to find you.
I think it's tyremadison.com. I need to be better at my website. I worry about so many other things.
I want you to Google her. Tyra Madison.
Madison. That's right.
You'll find her. Yeah. Well, how about we get George to fire up that Martin guitar again and do another? What do you want to do?
This one's called Party Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is my, Kentucky and Me is my more recent single, but this is the one before that.
Yeah.
And what I love about this song, and I love about songs like this, is when you look at the title and you think you know what it's about. And, and this is the song where it tricks you.
See, that songwriting. I love that.
Yeah.
It's almost like a good joke. You get people thinking in one direction, then you pull the rug out from under them. So I'm interested in hearing this one.
No, yeah, I love that part about songwriting. Okay. This one's called Party Girl.
Party Girl.
Party Girl. Okay.
Stare down yourself in the mirror, holding that old makeup brush, thinking you're solving your problems by covering them up. First thing you fix that mascara, that all that crying's undone. Pick up that rose-colored lipstick, paint your smile back on. You open the door, step in the crowd, head back to your friends, order around. You don't gotta say it's okay if it isn't, pretending it's all right. The world, I know you're trying to hide that you're dying inside, but you don't gotta be the life of the party, girl.
Yeah, that's nice.
Thanks.
Act like you're loving the whiskey, laughing real loud at their jokes, smoking American spirits, and you don't even smoke. You know you don't smoke. You don't gotta say it's okay if it isn't. Pretending it's all right with the world. I know you're trying to hide that you're dying inside, but you don't gotta be the life of the party, girl. I know who you are, know how you feel, know what you're doing. Every bit of hell you're fighting through, girl, I fought through it. You can do it. You don't gotta say it's okay if it isn't. Pretending it's all alright with the world. I know you're trying to hide that you're dying inside, but you don't gotta be, gotta be. You don't gotta be the life of the party, girl.
That's awesome. What a powerful voice. You can break glass.
Oh, thank you.
And microphones. I back you way off. But it's so great.
Thank you. It's so awesome.
Listen, I want to get in under the hood on that song. So it's really cool how you did this. You think party girl. She's a party girl. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to be the life of the party.
Girl. Yeah.
That's cool. Now, was that your concept? Is that?
That part was, yeah. I was like, I just, like I said, I love songs like that. And I actually argued this because they tried to get me to put a comma there. And I was like, no.
No.
I was like, no.
It gives it away.
Party girl. I want people to think they know it's going to be a drinking song, and it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have given it away. Mm-hmm. You put a comma in the title.
Yeah.
So I have to commend you for that.
Thank you.
You have to sometimes stand up for what you believe in the songwriting room.
Yeah, but I wrote it with two amazing people, Marla Cannon and Dustin Christensen. So,
have you written before? Is that a team that you write
with? That was our first write.
First one. I bet you there'll be others.
But we wrote another amazing one the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah, that I'm really, really excited about.
That's good. Mm-hmm. When you find your teams like that, your tribe, you stick with them, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We like to write the sad songs, but we do a good job at it. So
I heard you in an interview talk about you write the saddies and the baddies.
Yeah, I write for the saddies and the baddies. Because I am a saddie and a baddie sometimes.
That's you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's me.
So was that song, Party Girl, was that kind of written about you, for you? Was this yourself, you telling yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote it as a message to myself, but also a message to women in general. You know, I have been the girl that has cried in the bar bathroom and has walked out like everything is okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen other girls do it, and there's nothing like the girls in the bathroom, I'll say that. You feel a lot of love there.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
Find out what you're all going through, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all going through
something. Share their stories, yeah. I've seen a list of people that you shared the stage with.
Yes.
People like Ernest, which is all caps, by the way, Ernest. Maddie and Tayo were incredible. Priscilla Block. And Brad Paisley, and he brought you on stage?
He did.
I've got to hear that story.
That was one of the coolest moments in my life so far. I opened for Brad Paisley in Kentucky, in Louisville and Lexington, and the first show was Louisville. And the crazy part is, I didn't meet Brad until I walked on stage and sang with him.
First time?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was us meeting.
Yeah.
So he probably had no idea who I was. I'm like standing on the side of the stage. He's like, who is this blonde girl? Like, it's me. Hey, I'm going to sing Whiskey Lullaby with you.
And oh, Whiskey Lullaby.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love that song. But no, we didn't rehearse. I hadn't met him till I walked on stage. And, you know, I just listened to the track over and over, which I freaking love that
song. That's a great song. So well written.
But yeah, it was really cool. I had a lot of friends and family there to see. And yeah, really, really cool.
There's a great songwriting lesson in that song about a powerful first line. I think it's so important to have a powerful first line that just...
I think the whole song, just
the whole song
any lyric in that song just gut wrenches you.
Yeah. But it's one of my all-time favorite opening songs and lines in a song.
Yeah.
She put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette.
It's crazy.
Oh, I want to hear more.
Yeah, it's good.
You get such gems like that in your songs. You really do.
Oh, thank you.
They're very well crafted. And thank so you can tell you've worked at the craft, huh?
Yeah. I have tried, yeah. Yeah. Still am, though. That's still the crazy am. Part about it.
Well, you know, I don't think you ever perfect it, do you? You keep learning every day. Yeah, that's cool. You're modest. And I love that about you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
So how about another song?
Yeah.
And the story behind it.
So I wrote this one with Stephanie Smith and Leland Grant. And I kind of brought this idea in, like, you know, they call a cigarette a cowboy killer.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I want to be the cowboy killer. So this is a song about breaking a lot of hearts and acting a little feral. It's called Cowboy Killer, and this should be out by now.
All right.
By the time this comes out. So.
Well, look for this, folks.
Here we go. Busting through a swinging door, this bar has everything I'm looking for. Anglers on my right, ropers on my left, I'm about to show I'm on the wild, wild west. Can't stay long in this town I'm in, I'm a tumbleweed blowing with the wind. Call me the cowboy killer, break him like a horse, take him down to the river. Run them hard, rope them in, burn my bread on their heart, then I do it again. Sitting pretty in a saddle with a gun full of glitter. My love is a bullet and my kiss is a trigger. Warner Poster says you're never gonna get her. Call me the cowboy killer. I'm the quickest draw they've ever seen. Shot from my lips, they fall to the knees. Got a five-figure bounty hanging on my head. Can't take me alive, won't take me dead. Shoot out on the edge of town. Another man up and another man down. Call me the cowboy killer. Break him like a horse, take him down to the river. Run him hard, rope him in, burn my brand. Poster says you're never gonna get her. Call me the cowboy killer. The cowboy killer. If the sheriff comes looking, I won't be here. I'll be gone with the sun when the gun smoke clears.
Okay, Cowboy Killer. Tyra Madison, our guest, singing live around the dining room table. This George guy's a pretty good guitar player, isn't he?
Oh, he's great.
You know, it wasn't just cowboy chords in that song. You know, these inversions
and stuff.
He kills
it every time. Oh, yeah. George really is from across the pond.
You are. Tell us, folks, where you're from.
I'm from a very small village in the north of England called Giggleswick, if you can believe that.
I love the name of it.
Gigglesworth?
Giggleswick.
Wick.
Giggleswick. It's actually next to a village called Wigglesworth. It sounds like I'm making it up, but I'm not.
No, I love
truly.
It.
And I love it, too. I've got a lot in common with Pine Top, huh? Because both from a small town, so I'm sure you really hit it off.
His name's better than mine. But yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. So how long have you been in Nashville?
I've been in Nashville 2 years.
Yeah.
But it's my sixth year in the U.S. Because I when I was 18, I moved to Boston and I went to Berklee College of Music.
Oh, you're Berklee.
Years. Yes.
Another great school.
He's a Berklee. I'm a Belmont.
Wow. And look at you. You get along so well together.
I know. No rivalry at all.
Nice.
No, Berklee's an amazing school. So would you study there?
Guitar? I did professional music.
Professional music.
Which is, you can choose your concentration courses. So I went for performance and production. So you get to kind of do a bit of both.
So you do some production as well?
Yeah, just on the side. But
Pro Tools and stuff?
Yeah. A bit of Pro Tools, mainly Logic.
Okay.
But ever since I moved to Nashville, I've just been doing the hired gun guitarist thing.
And there you go. Is that what brought you here?
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. I've been playing guitar for how long? Like almost 2 years now.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
2 years.
Follow him on Instagram, y'all.
Yeah, George, last name?
Is it George Collins Guitar?
It's George_Collins_guitar.
There you go.
Okay.
And you're on Instagram and all the...
Yeah, Instagram, TikTok, everything.
We go find you. We're going to follow you. Absolutely we are. Absolutely. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, and I lost my train of thought. Where did you guys meet? That's what I wanted to ask.
How did you meet?
I was on a gig with a drummer called Sam.
Yes.
And Sam. Yeah, Sam was LA.
Sam
was LA. Love him. I haven't seen him in a while, actually. But he, after that gig, he was like, I play with this artist called Tyra, and she's looking for a guitarist. Are you in? And I was like, absolutely. I was like, brand new to town. And I was like,
yeah,
I want to do it. And then now we're here. You know, it's awesome. Wow. It's a case of... You just meet people on gigs, and then they introduce you to more people. It's just it's like a snowball effect.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's what I love about this town. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody.
This town is smaller than people think, you know.
I've always heard the phrase, your net worth is your net worth. So you meet a lot of people.
Yeah,
a lot of different 100%. Walks of life. And, and I think it's really good. It really is, because we all mix and mingle, and we all have our own musical journeys, and we put them together, and we come up with something new.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you are your own artist, aren't you?
Yeah.
So when people say, what do you play? What do you say?
What do I play?
What kind of music do you play?
Oh, country.
Country. All
country
the way.
Country music, baby.
All right.
Yeah.
So who are some of your favorite country folks you're listening to these days?
Lately, I mean, I always like Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like people say that a lot, but I do like him. I think his songwriting is absolutely genius.
Uh-huh.
I just hear every hook and I'm like, God, that's so good.
Yeah.
I love Lainey Wilson. I like her songwriting, but I really also love her work ethic.
Yeah.
That's really inspiring to me.
Yeah.
I grew up listening to Carrie.
Yeah.
You know, I love Carrie Underwood.
Yeah. It's got that range, vocal range, as you do too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So from here, what's next for you? What do you want to do?
Just going to keep doing the same thing I'm doing. And,
you got releasing, a lot of shows this
writing,
summer?
Writing, releasing, and like I'm playing CMA Fest for the first time. I'm playing two shows. I'm playing CMA Fest, the Spotlight Stage, and then I'm playing the BMI Block Party for that.
Oh, wow.
I just got home from Key West Songwriters Festival.
How was that?
So fun.
One of these years I'm going to make that.
I think it took me 3 days to recover. I literally call it the Nashville Spring Break.
It really is.
It's literally the Nashville Spring Break. We all go down there. We're all playing music. We're all drinking. It's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, soda you're pumps. Networking, meeting people, blah, blah, blah. But it's so fun.
Finding people you want to write with and play with and sing with. That's great.
Highly recommend if you're a songwriter.
Yeah.
Even just going down there. Like, I've went down there the past 2 years, and this year was my first year playing one of the BMI rounds.
That's awesome. So you're a BMI writer,
I
obviously.
Am. Yeah.
That's good.
I have been since I was 15.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And to get chosen to be a BMI, to play down there, that's a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big deal.
I'm super excited.
Big deal.
It's a live band show, too, so we're going to bring the energy. George is playing.
That's good.
Yeah.
Awesome, George. Well, you know, I'm going to give you an option. Do you want to play one more for us? Would you think? I know you probably only prepared 3 or 4.
I did prepare 3.
Yeah?
George, what do we know? What do you know, George? That might be a better question.
What do you know, George?
do you want to play Papa?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There's a great story behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us that story.
Yeah. So, like I said, my Papa, he played the harmonica. My uncle played the guitar. So... My Papa was my musical inspiration. This was actually the first song I wrote.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, this is one of the songs I wrote when I was 17 years old, traveling back and forth from Kentucky to Nashville. So this is my story.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
We lay back in his easy chair and watch those cowboys chase those Indians. A Western was a Western. If fair was fair, the good guy got the bad guy in the end. He pulled out that old honor harp and played me a song. You are my sunshine and I'd always sing along. And now mama's always in the front row singing every word, 'cause she knows them all by heart. Daddy's the strongest man I've ever known. He worked his fingers to the bone to give me my guitar. Mama gave me patience, grace and faith in what we can see. Papa put the music in me. He lived for every Tuesday night, picking and a grinning with his grandbaby by his side. Blue Moon of Kentucky and Rocky Top will always be there in my head, and I pray it never stops. I know he's up there on a cloud, but I still feel him here. When I sing his song, I know he's smiling ear to ear. Mama's always in the front row, singing every word, 'cause she knows them all by heart. Daddy's the strongest man I've ever known. He worked his fingers to the bone to give me my guitar. Mama gave me patience, grace and faith in what we can see. Papa put the music in me. He was my sunshine, my only sunshine. He kept me smiling when skies were gray. Mama's always in the front row, singing every word, 'cause she knows them all by heart. Daddy's the strongest man I've ever known. He worked his fingers to the bone to give me my guitar. Mama gave me patience, grace and faith in what we can see. Papa put the music in me. Papa put the music in me.
That's incredible. And that was Thank the you. First song you wrote?
Yeah, I co-wrote it, but yeah.
Yeah?
I can't take all the credit.
Oh my goodness. Who was your co-writer?
Britt Taylor and Carlene Watt.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn good writing for your first song. Is Papa still with us?
No.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
No, thank you.
I knew you guys sounded really close.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to thank you for being on the show and bringing George and Laura. It was really good to meet you all.
Nice
and I wish
you
much more continued success. I love thank what you. You're doing. And I think we'll see you on the award show stage someday, I'm sure.
That's the goal.
All the
thank
best
you.
To you, girl. Yeah, thank you for right on, folks. WRITE.
We hope you enjoyed this intimate glimpse into the world of songwriting and found inspiration in the stories shared by our talented guests. Remember, the magic of music lies not only in the notes and chords, but in the emotions and experiences woven into every lyric. Until next time, keep listening, keep creating, and keep the melodies alive.